needless to say, and I'm sure everybody who has been following The Weeknd on the Twitter or on the various blogs
and podcasts,
a great time was had. Charleston is a gorgeous city. I definitely want to go back up there again. And Larry Cly is the perfect host and tour guide.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Always at your beck and call, ready to go and do what you need to get done. Has interesting little things to show you. And I'm not talking about anything dirty.
Not his penis?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about...
Did he say
good,
more than 10
clean,
words?
Fun. Yes, he did. We had a blast. Let's just say, okay, it started with Ryan Starr Jones, who is now known as Sloppy Bottom...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Always at your beck and call.
Oh, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 447 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show... We are going to blow it out with Big Fatty, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's going to be a surprise. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. By the way, y'all, did you know that October is National Pork Month? Oh, Big Fatty, we didn't know they had a special month just for you. And y'all, it is National Pork Month, and you know, if you can't pork, then get porked. Oh! Oh! Have no idea where that's going. Y'all, couple things that I'm just gonna chit-a-chat off the top of my head. Off the top of my head today. So, y'all, I woke up on Tuesday morning, and y'all, it was dark, and I can tell that y'all, I'm writing something. Can you tell that? Oh, Bert Party, you sound distracted. Oh, well, I am. But anyway, anyway, the it's just getting darker and darker in the morning, and y'all, you know, coming up. Oh, dear God, the snowflake microphone. Coming up on Gay Christmas Night, on the 1st of November, you know we're going to fall back, y'all. And, you know, that's just a little preview. We're about 10 days away from that, y'all. In fact, it's exactly 10 days away from that. And, y'all, and since we're checking on dates of things and all, y'all, let's just check and see how long it is until Gay Christmas, shall we? Oh, Bert Party, please tell us. Oh, Lord, I hit the wrong button. All right, let's try it again. Well, like I just said, it's 10 days until Gay Christmas. And y'all, while we're at it, you want to check and see how long before we get to regular crema? Here we go. Y'all, it is 64 days until regular crema. So, anyway, get your... Oh, how did we turn that off? Oh, Burke Friday, turn it off, please. It's too early to be hearing about that. But anyway, y'all, it is dark in the mornings, and I can tell that the days are getting shorter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, y'all, they're getting longer down there in the Southern Hemisphere. But in the Northern Hemisphere, they are getting shorter, and I can tell. I can just tell, y'all. Burke Friday, how can you tell? Because it's dark in the morning. And it's getting darker at night. And y'all, Big Fatty loves Eastern Standard Time. I love Standard Time much more than I love the Daylight Savings Time. Can't stand the Daylight Savings Time. Now, y'all, I have to say something else that came to mind. Y'all, I have been so excited because, you know, the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
You know, she's been counting down the days until she goes out into the forest and to the big redwood forest. Y'all, I thought, oh, we are going to have 10 days that we don't have any Sea Hag. Y'all, she announced today, a couple of things she announced today. Number one, She thanks Big Fatty. She's just insulted the entire United States below the Mason-Dixon line by saying that supper is not a proper word. Well, hello, it is. The other thing, she has admitted that she is going to start taking some Zoloft, because, y'all, she needs it. She needs some Zoloft. And number three, she announced that she was going to do shows from the Redwood Forest, and this land was made for you and me. So, y'all, we're gonna have to hear from her all the time that she's gone to the Redwood Forest. Oh, Big Fatty, what was that? Oh, oh, dear Gussie. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is evidently Miss West did indeed quit podcasting, y'all. Because have you heard a word from him? Not a word. But you know that Dragon, Dragon podcast has come back with a wham. It's just a wham. And you know Gavin, who is delicious, by the way, he is going to be going up to the Big Horror Weekend up in the Washington, D.C., in January, and y'all, I think there's no better time than right now to announce this. Y'all, Big Fatty will be visiting the Washington, D.C. area. I will be leaving Charleston on Sunday, the 10th of January, and I will be in the Washington, D.C. area from around midday on that Sunday until late morning on Tuesday, the 19th of January. So, I am coming up for the Big Horror event, but I do plan to try to have a little hoot nanny at some time while I'm up there. So, y'all, mark your calendars. That's January the 10th through January the 19th. And that would be a perfect time for you to plan as they say, get the hell out of Dodge. Because Big Fatty, oh no, Big Fatty is coming to town. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, I am coming up there for the Big Horror event that runs that weekend. The dates I've got it right here. The dates of that are the 15th through the 18th. That's a Friday through a Monday. It's late Sunday night. So anyway, but Monday is MLK Day, so I'm staying over until Tuesday so that I can get to spend some time with folks on Monday, since many of them will be off on Monday. And y'all, I'll be staying different places during the time I'm up there. I know I'm going to stay with Woody, who used to be over there in the UCK, but y'all, he has moved back, and he is over in the Washington, D.C. area now instead of over in the UCK. So I'm going to stay with him for a couple of days, although I think he's going to throw me out because I'll be so farty and gassy that he's just going to go, oh, no, no. And I'll be staying at one of the hotels right there, the hotel near the horror event. I may be staying at the headquarters hotel. I hadn't decided that. But Gavin has already made his reservations at the hotel across the street because, y'all, it was cheaper. It was just cheaper. And anyway, Big Fatty hasn't made any decisions on that yet, but there will definitely be a meet and greet, and as the time gets closer, I will let you know where that will be and when that will be. And y'all, that's also the weekend of the winter Pride 48, and so I may be at the home of the patron saint of the BFO, that'd be Mr. Tim Cornwall, And Mr. Ron Potter, Soho, and doing the Pride 48 from there. So, you know, you might get to hear Big Freddy after all. Oh, Big Freddy, we are going to have to just blow it out if you are not there.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Super B, and I have a little blowout for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
446 episodes. We've been listening to your fat ass for 446
447
episodes.
447
really?
Now. Yes, really.
We've been listening to you fart and
yep.
burp and talk about
Ooh.
Auntie Vera for 446 episodes.
Correct.
Really, is there any justice in the world?
No.
We can't even get universal health care. But we can listen to you babble on for 446 episodes. Jesus Christ, there's no injustice in this world. It's just wrong. I can't believe it.
Y'all, that is the one and only Super B, formerly, not formally, but formerly, of the QCast Connecticut and the QCast Connection. And y'all, he had to call it in. You know, when he did that on his show, it was called a stinger. But here it's blowing it out with Big Fatty. And y'all, that is why Big Fatty chose the opening of today's show. I had an old clip from the, the QCast boys. And that was back when the Super B and Ryan Starr Jones, who is better known as the Cum Dumpster now, who, by the way, y'all, he got a brand new car, and it's a sports car, and I sent a little thing on the Twitter saying, oh, people are going to think you have a small penis now. Oh, sorry to hear about your penis. But Jason was up here, and I think that was all that was up here. And y'all, I believe that is when they came up for the Biloxi Blues. Is that right? Maybe not. Maybe that was something else. I don't know. But anyway, it seems like it was something else. Big Freddy, what was it? I don't remember. But anyway, or maybe it was the Sordid Lives. I don't know. No, I think it was the Biloxi Blues. But anyway, but that was the Super B. And y'all, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful hearing from the Super B. And yes, Super B, it has been 400 and now 447 episodes. You know, coming up next Monday, that'll be the 450th episode, and y'all, that will officially mean that you've been listening to the BFO for 150 hours of your life, something you will never, ever get back. Oh, but thank you, Super B, for calling in. Now, y'all, that was not a voice letter, and there are still no voice letters. That was a blowing it out. And y'all, if you want to blow it out with Big Fatty, you know, like that sissy did out there in the Seattles, you know, because, you know, she's had it with the breast cancer. She's just had it. She's had it, y'all. But, y'all, and by the way, speaking of that, I was watching the football this past Sunday, and y'all, they're still talking about the breast cancer. And I don't know. Anyway, y'all, I am finally going to get over here to the e-letter bag because, y'all, I have got several, and I do mean several entries into what all of you think that Vera should dress up as for Let's Make a Deal. Now, y'all, I do not have these things marked in any particular order, so I'm just going to have to go through these. Now, Guru Nudie has sent in a package. He didn't send in a package. Y'all, by the way, he is down there in the Orlando where the where the cum dumpster is, and the Super Bee, and he is down there doing the Food and Wine Festival. But he sent in a pair of pants. Well, first of all, Vera can't fit into pants, so this couldn't possibly be him. But y'all, it's some sort of disco thing, some sort of rootin' tootin' gay caballero outfit. But I just don't see that. Y'all, I think that weather balloon had a better chance than the gay caballero look. Let's see if somebody, and let me see if I can find it. No, that's not it. Oh, Bank Friday, we hate it when you do this. By the way, Steve in the Uck has figured out figured out what Gooch's first name is and what he does for a living. And he sent me a screenshot, and I'm just going to zoom in on it here so I can read it to you. It's a picture of that okra. And okra is saying, Oprah Winfrey's company is being sued by a former flight attendant. The Chicago Tribune reports that Corrine Garris, who worked on Winfrey's private jet, was fired after claims she had sex on the plane. The lawsuit alleges that fellow flight attendant Myron Gooch and Winfrey's goddaughter Kirby Bumpus made the false accusation so that Garris would be sacked. Y'all, so who knew that Gooch's first name is Myron, and he is a flight attendant? I had no idea. And y'all, you know, the interwebs can help you figure these things out. And y'all, clearly that has to be part of it. Let's see here now. Bjorn has found a picture of Vera's costume. And y'all, let me just click on the picture here. And y'all, it was a picture taken at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and it was like a tiger. And it seems like I've talked about this one, though. It seems like I have. And the man had tattoos all over. Oh, Big Freddy, come on! Get it together! Okay. What would Vera wear, quiz? Okay, here we go. And y'all, this one is from Rob. And Rob has written to Big Fatty and says, Big Fatty, there's only one thing that Vera can dress up as, and that is, and y'all, this one Big Fatty loves. And Rob, you're right up there. There's only one thing Vera could dress up as on the Let's Make a Deal, and that would be his father's foreskin. Rob says, I always look forward to your podcast. I love your show. You make me LOL while I drive to and fro work. To and fro, y'all. Keep up the great work. Uh-huh. Big Fatty will try. And Rob, you just keep sending in those good old foreskin things. Y'all, Bill, the number one fan of the BFO, y'all, he has sent me a picture. Oh dear Gussie, of Vera, and y'all, she's wearing some Daisy Duke shorts, and y'all, she looks like a prune. But I don't think it's Vera, because she's got hair, y'all. That's the only reason I would not say that it's Vera, but her ass is sticking out of these Daisy Duke shorts, because she's real fat, and y'all, she's standing, so that makes me think that she might be walking. So, Bill, I think that I'm going to have to disqualify that one because of the hair, and because of the fact that she's standing. And y'all, then I had one more here from Melissa. I believe that's Melissa. The confusion. She thinks that Vera would dress up as that Ursula from the little barmaid.
Always at your beck and call.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.